Previously on 37.
Will you please go away? Now then, bushwhackers, we're up to our eyes in it again. George W. has been rescued from the evil clutches of Osama bin Laden, but the entire American nuclear arsenal is going to launch in just 15 hours if the gang can't find the key to the system. Right now they're heading down to Florida to find out if it was Jeb Bush who took the key. Could be a good time to make your will.
God, I love off-roading!
Look out for that deer!
Oh, sorry, Bambi! Sorry, Thumper!
Are you sure you know where we're going, George?
Yeah, we're getting deeper into the backwoods by the minute, and I don't like it. There might be people down here who don't know about the abolition of slavery yet.
Hey, guys, don't worry! Have I ever led you astray in the past?
Yep.
Without fail.
Every time.
Well, this time is different. You're gonna love the canoe trip to get to Jeb's secret hideaway in the Everglades.
Before we arrive, please try to remember what happened when he visited you at the White House.
Okay. Jeb came over just after lunch, and I was raring to go for our important meeting. You want fries with that? What? Newcomb?
Hey, George!
Jeb! How's it going, bro?
Yeah, great! Just doing the same old, same old!
Great! Just remind me, what do you do?
I'm always being asked that question, so I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Let's see. I get beer and peanuts.
Hey, cool job.
No, wait. That's just my shopping list. Here it is. I'm the governor of fluoride.
Cool. Hey, look, a penny on the floor.
I'll get it.
Ow, my head. And when I came to, he'd gone home.
So there's a real chance he could have taken the key while you were unconscious.
Are we nearly there yet?
Why, John?
Because them beans out for lunch are trying to make their presence felt.
John, you promised that just once you wouldn't fart in the car.
I'm trying, Tony, but I'm gonna blow.
Drive like the wind, Arnie.
Not a good choice of simile.
Wag my bush, come on.
Thank Christ.
Woo-wee! I'm glad you didn't do that in the car.
Blimey, how many plates of beans did you eat?
That weren't me.
It was that funny-looking kid over there with the banjo.
Oh no, here's another one.
Wow, it's like you guys are communicating with your farts.
Yeah, go, Maddie!
It's amazing. I've never felt such a connection with another human being. Oh, bollocks. I think I just fell through.
Bag's not going fatties, canoe.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
This place gives me the creeps.
Yeah. I'm getting a feeling that Sly Stallone never gets anymore.
What's that?
The feeling that I'm being watched.
Hey, where's Tony and Fatty?
They were right behind us a moment ago.
Ah, that's better.
Hurry up, Tony. I don't like being on the bank like this.
Just coming.
Howdy, stranger.
Oh, shite. Tony!
You look like a hog. I like hogs. Squeal like a pig, hoggy.
Tony!
That's it, piggy. Yeehaw!
What is it, John? Oh, who's your new friend?
Oh, yeah. I like you even more than the piggy. You got a pretty mouth.
Thanks. Although most people say my eyes are my best feature.
Not the right answer, Tony.
I got something to show you, pretty boy.
Yeah, Tony's my bitch, not yours.
Hi-ya!
Oh, right in the grip.
Come on, let's get out of here before the rest of the clan arrives.
Whack my bush.
I don't want your double glazing. Oh, hi, George. And friends?
Jeb, we need to know if you took anything from my office the other day.
Me? Take something? No, no way. Why would I take something?
Then you won't mind if we come in and look around.
Say, you're pretty.
Oh my God.
Amazing. This room's an exact replica of the Oval Office.
This ain't a replica. It's all the original stuff.
Right down to my mug with I'm the President written on it.
What the hell's going on?
Okay, okay, it's all stolen. I've been slowly taking things from the Oval Office so that I can have one of my own. I'm sorry, George. Can you ever forgive me?
It depends. Can you win me a third term?
Shh. Jeb, we need to know if you took the key that was hanging under George's desk.
No. It wouldn't have added anything to the ambience of my Oval Office, so I left it.
Damn it. If we don't find that key in 8 hours, the world will be destroyed. We gotta go.
But now you're here, sweet thing. Why don't you stay for dinner? I've got a tin of sardines.
So where can that key be? If they don't find it, we'll all be up a creek without a paddle. But can they even get back to civilization without being molested by the locals? Find out in the next episode of...
You Got a Pretty Mouth.
Oh shit, coming through!
Whack, my bush.